There's no question that the entire concept of acting white is controversial. It's often appeared, especially lately. Here's Barack Obama mentioning it during the 2004 convention.
They know that parents have to teach that children can't achieve unless we raise their expectations and turn off the television sets and eradicate the slander that says a black youth with a book is acting white.
So although Jesse Jackson once at one point accused Barack Obama of acting white, the president took a great deal of blowback after he made those comments. But here's somebody who took even more flack.
If you're black and you say to me, because you see me studying, you're acting white, what is it you're saying about black people?
That is Bill Cosby, of course. Michael Eric Dyson wrote an entire book refuting Bill Cosby's claims. And Michael Eric Dyson also says the concept of acting white is an urban myth. Well, there's a new book out. It's called Acting White. It's by Stuart Buck. And Stuart Buck is a white man. But he wants to start the conversation about acting white, what causes it, why we have the concept in our schools, and the effect that it has on our kids. Good morning, Stuart.
Yes, good morning. Thanks for having me on.
I should mention that you yourself are white, but you have two kids. You have a pony in this race, or a couple of them, a daughter and a boy, and they are both black.
Yes, actually, my wife and I are white, and we have some biological children, but we also adopted two children, including one girl from a Haitian orphanage that we adopted a few years back.
Well, you have some controversial theories about acting white and the unintended consequences of desegregation, but you yourself never went through that. But we have somebody here who did. Art Symes is the former dean of architecture at Southern University. He was one of the last students to graduate from Bordentown, which was a public all-black boarding school in New Jersey. It closed in 1955. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Stuart, let me go to you first. We're going to kind of set aside the debate over whether this concept, acting white, exists. That's the first chapter of your book, but let's set aside the whole debate for now.
Okay.
And let's just talk about your theory. What you say in your book is that acting white in the 19th century was a white phrase, that this was their phrase for African Americans who are getting above themselves. And sometime between the 19th century and the 20th century, it shifted and became a part of African-American culture. And you say that's an unintended consequence of desegregation. Explain.
Okay, yeah. In looking at the history of black education, you're exactly right. You see a long history of former slaves and of people in the era of Jim Crow and segregation making just incredible sacrifices to pursue education. There are numerous stories of former slaves, you know, sitting out in the fields, studying the alphabet, trying to go to school, you know, sacrificing their last penny or, you know, to build a school for their children and to try to better themselves and the community. And at that time, yes, the acting white sort of phrase was sometimes used by white people to combat what they saw as uppity black people. And so it seemed very curious to me, you know, what on earth could have caused that attitude to sort of crop up in some young black children. I should emphasize it's not all. You know, there are no universals here, and so I don't mean to blame or kind of cast blame on the entire black community, but there are some young black kids who do think that way these days. And so it seemed like a huge mystery. What could have happened, you know, between then and now that would have caused this to emerge? And in talking to, I'd be interested to hear your guests' perspective on this, but in talking to older black people and in reading their accounts and their experiences, one thing that just seemed universal was that before desegregation, no one ever thought of education as acting white because your environment was black, your role models were black, your principals, teachers, the best students were all black, and so you saw black people achieving at high levels throughout your school. But with desegregation, one unintended consequence was that a lot of black schools were destroyed. I have a particularly poignant picture in the book of a black high school in Charlotte. Second Ward School was its name. And there were some black boys sitting on the side of the road watching as a crane literally demolishes the school. And along with the demolition of many black schools or the kind of abandonment of those schools came the disappearance of black principals. The number of black principals just was decimated.
And this art is kind of the point of Stuart's thought, that when although desegregation, he says, was a very good thing, that when we desegregated our schools, what they essentially did was move black children into white schools rather than maintaining the African-American teachers and principals who had served the black community. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, the experience of being in a school where you are nurtured and taught by people of high levels, high academic levels, high standards, to take that away was certainly damning. I didn't have the experience of having left that environment and going on into, let's say, a high school in Elizabeth, where I was from, and mingling with white students, and therefore taking on the idea that I had to act like them, or my studying hard was trying to be like the white students. I didn't have that experience.
But you did have the experience he just talked about of being in a black school in which there was no separation. There were no, you know, kids separated off. I mean, the kids who were separated off, they were all black.
That's right.
So that was accepted as, you know, no difference.
No difference. There was no such thing as acting white. We were acting like human beings wanting to get a good education. And, of course, with the kinds of professors and teachers that we had, that's what we did. You have to keep in mind at the same time that the modern-day civil rights movement had not begun.
Right.
So our experience was like normal, natural.
Well, you left your all-black boarding school in 1953, Art Symes. Then you became the dean of architecture at Southern University. So, Stuart Buck, what you're basically saying is that by moving the black students into what was basically a white environment in ways in which sometimes the teachers didn't want to teach them, resented their presence, they made the school structure something that the kids were rebelling against. Is that correct?
Yes, that is exactly what I'm contending. And for example, I mean, there are lots of accounts from the 60s and 70s when desegregation occurred where people confirm that that was the sort of attitudinal shift. You know, there's one scholar, for example, who spent the 70s studying a desegregated school where more than 75% of the students who were moved into the advanced classes were white. And she noted that the black students started to, quote, see academic effort and achievement as characteristically white in that sort of environment. And so I have a chapter on tracking, for example, that, you know, the practice of moving students into an advanced class. And, you know, there are many arguments back and forth on whether that's a good thing.
Right. Arguments back and forth, and generally they're pretty passionate. That's Stuart Buck. He wrote the book Acting White, The Ironic Legacy of Desegregation. But Art Symes, let me ask you, were you ever accused as you went on to higher education and getting a higher degree? Were you ever accused by anyone of so-called acting white?
I don't think anyone would have said it to me.
To your face?
No. Because absolutely not. I had in my view, white folks don't have a corner on learning, on doing well. I mean, we were taught to do well. My mother taught me to do well. And I would quote, she always said to me, I want you to get your education so you won't have to struggle as hard as I've had to. And that was what I did. I mean, I went to school and the people at Bordentown, they just picked up on that and they took us on. I went on to high-level schools, Howard University and University of Michigan, and no one said to me, well, that was acting white.
Yeah, it may have been a generational difference. Art Symes is the former dean of architecture at Southern University, 1953 graduate of Bordentown, which is all black boarding school in New Jersey. Stuart Buck's book is called Acting White. I'm Celeste Headlee.
I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.